Okay, this morning, what I want to share, if I share it for 3 hours, it will not be enough. But I know we don't have 3 hours. So within the short time we have, I'm just going to speak as much as I can. And whenever my time is up, I will stop. I just have like 10 minutes, please tell me, so that I can do what the Lord asked me to do. This kind of meeting, even if I didn't speak, I'm still satisfied. I don't think you heard me. I said, it's not about what we say. Because when God puts his throne in a place, it's for blessing and judgment. And I tell you the truth, the throne of God is here. I'm not lying. I'm not giving to fantasies. And that throne will speak to the church of God and to his nation in Jesus' name. Okay, let's look at this scripture in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. I want to speak briefly to us about the end times and the power of the age to come. Ephesians chapter 3, 1 to 7. It says, "For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power." That is Ephesians chapter 3, 1 to 7. Now, from this scripture, I just want us to pick 3 things. Number 1, the things of God, especially his word, including the revelation of the end time and the events that will unfold in the end time, is received by revelation. You know, Pastor has made my job easy. You know, when he was sharing, he talked about revelation that is even written in the planetary systems. So it is by revelation that we receive it, because Christ himself is a mystery. And the world is like a stage where Christ is revealed to mankind. So first of all, it's by revelation. Secondly, this revelation is not received by everybody. There are revelations that every child of God will receive. But revelation that has to do with a proper understanding of the word of God and setting it in order is given to 2 giftings in the body of Christ. He says it's now revealed by his holy apostles and prophets. So this is the time that we must cry to God for the release of the apostolic and prophetic ministry. Because if those ministries are not, released to the body of Christ and they come into their fullness, many of the things that will unfold this end times will catch us by surprise. And then the 13, we see the central place of the Holy Spirit. By revelation, because it's a mystery, given to apostles and prophets, and then it is governed by the Holy Spirit. Then I read another scripture, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. It says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the end of time," until the time of the end. "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Now this means that the revelation of end time events is infused in time. There are some of them that can only be understood properly as the time gets to an end. So it's there, but then it is revealed progressively as the age progresses. So there are some things that we didn't understand many, many years ago that we should be able to see clearly today. Because as time is coming to a close, God himself is releasing everything in his arsenal to make sure that many are saved. The same time God is releasing, hell is also releasing its worst demons and spirits. Then the third foundation I would like to lay is that there are three keys that help us to follow and understand end time events. The first one, we see it in Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 10. Isaiah 46, 9 to 10. It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. So God is God who declares the end from the beginning. So if you want to see how it will end, go to the beginning. So if you want to see what will happen in Revelation, just go to Genesis. If you want to understand how the world will end, it has already happened before. Life just goes on like that. God declares what will happen at the end from the beginning. That is why in God's calendar, he says evening and morning was the first day. God is God who thinks about the beginning and also the end. In fact, he thinks about the end before beginning anything. That is why whatever situation you are in, if God started it, you can be sure it will end well. Because God would have thought of the end even before he started that thing. Then the second scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. I will just read a few verses. I call it the law of cycles. Things go on in cycles. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 4. It says, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. Which one is close here? Another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place, where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It withereth about continually. It welleth about continually. And the wind returneth again unto his circuits. Let's go towards verse 9. The things that has been is that which shall be. And that which is done is the thing which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It has been already of old times, which was before us. So that is the law of cycles. Things go on in cycles. If you look at the rivers that are on the earth today, where do they go? They will empty into the ocean, they will come out again, and it continues to go in cycles. That is also how life is. So if you want to look at the end, consider the beginning. Then 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible tells us that a day in the eyes of God is like 1,000 years.